Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Jamori Kennard, the host of this beautiful podcast, Ear Gas. That's right, folks. The 4th of July has just passed. As we celebrated our independence, we also have celebrated a tragedy, misfortune, an incredibly sad incident that happened, I believe, June 20th, just a few days ago, still fresh. I waited on purpose to even touch this story because it's such a dear topic to me, and I'm sure it's a dear topic to a lot of young people who were rooting for this young lady in the track and field department of the Olympics. June 20th was the day that I am going to report on, if I'm not mistaken, and that is on our darling in track and field for this year, 2021. Now, I wanted to make sure I wait before speaking. Anybody who knows about me or knows me personally knows I pretty much like to have all of the information before I speak on a subject or a topic that I am not privy to inside information about. Well, I've done just that. I've listened, I've watched, and now it's time for me to address this topic and this situation. Again, I do not have any information from the inside. I do not know the young lady, but I was rooting for her. I am still rooting for her. And at some point in this podcast, we are going to hear from her. No. I don't know her. So we won't be hearing from her as far as me talking directly to her. But I have waited it out. As the old folks say, I had to wait it out. And I have in my possession a live audio interview. She has spoken about the situation. So let's get to the first clip today about this young superstar. Here we go.
It was supposed to be an introduction. Sha'Carri Richardson, the fastest woman in the United States, 21-year-old Sha'Carri Richardson. Scorching her competition in the Olympic trial finals. A sure bet to join the U.S. Olympic team in Tokyo this year, it was her flair, energy, and mind-blowing performances at the trials that won the hearts of Americans across the country.
Yeah, I am an Olympian. A dream since I've been young.
The Tokyo Olympics slated to start just this month, with Richardson ready to be one of the newest faces of Team USA. But all that came to a screeching halt.
The U.S. Olympic track star Sha'Carri Richardson suspended for a month after testing positive for marijuana.
The track star's road to Olympic glory completely upended after testing positive for marijuana. The World Anti-Doping Agency is sidelining Richardson for 30 days, voiding her trial times, and making it so she could not compete in the Olympics. This weekend, Richardson tweeting, "I'm sorry, I can't be all Olympic champ this year, but I promise I'll be your world champ next year." Richardson revealing on NBC she'd smoked the substance to help cope with her mother's passing.
"Don't judge me, because I am human. I'm you. I just happen to run a little faster."
While the WADA suspension gave way for the possibility of Richardson at least being able to compete in the 4x100 relay, USATF recently announcing that Richardson would not be able to compete there either, citing their sympathies and understanding for Richardson's situation, but highlighting that they must maintain fairness for all the athletes. the suspension igniting an outpouring of support for the young star. Athletes from all sports exclaiming to let Richardson run, while others said the penalty was fair.
The rules are the rules, and everybody knows that the rules weren't going in.
This is the voice of Joe Biden, president.
But the rules are rules, and I was really proud of it.
It's the latest debate in a nation where attitudes around marijuana use are drastically shifting, with 91% of Americans saying marijuana should be legal for medicinal or recreational use. Now it seems the American public is at odds with international standards of competition, and everyone seems to be taking sides. Even Democratic reps AOC and Jamie Raskin sending a letter asking USADA to reconsider the ban. Now, as America's fastest woman remains benched ahead of the world's biggest competition, the public is left wondering how in 2021, cannabis use could still crush somebody's dreams.
Cannabis does not pose a risk to public health. The CDC has determined that...
And this is the voice of Steve Hawkins, interim president and CEO of U.S. Cannabis Council.
Yet, WADA and the Olympic Anti-Doping Committee has no problem with athletes using alcohol.
Richardson used marijuana in Oregon, where the drug is legal, one of at least 18 states to have fully legalized cannabis. And activists like Stephen Hawkins of the Marijuana Policy Project argue the substance is not performance enhancing, and the rules prohibiting it are outdated.
People do not see cannabis as a performance-enhancing drug, which is the reason for her suspension, or one of the purported reasons. We are in a country now where almost 40% of the states have legalized cannabis, compared to the time when the world anti-doping laws were first written around cannabis, which at that point, not one state had legalized. So the World Anti-Doping Authority, the U.S. Anti-Doping Authority, their view on cannabis is moralistic, it's anachronistic, and it needs to change.
For Richardson, it's a catastrophic downfall after such a meteoric rise. Known for her flair, those nails and orange hair, that's got her running on fire. The 21-year-old from Dallas, who is known for breaking national records while a freshman at LSU, eventually dubbed herself That Girl, will have her dreams deferred as a result of marijuana, forcing her to wait 3 more years before another shot at gold. Richardson is one of 4 elite American runners missing the games due to drug violations. But activists are hopeful she'll be one of the last athletes to suffer the consequences of her cannabis use, and possibly the start of a sea change around marijuana use in athletics.
My sense is the Sha'Carri Richardson story is that watershed moment.
That's the voice of Christine Burnin that you're hearing now. Christine Burnin.
Eventually. But I think one important point throughout this whole thing is that we need to keep in mind that this is not a U.S. decision. This is a world anti-doping decision. It's a worldwide decision, and there's a lot of disparity about whether marijuana should be allowed or not.
When we look at professional sports, we have seen the NFL change its policy. We've seen the National Basketball Association take a very different view. So the Olympic Committee is stuck in the past.
Either way, Sha'Carri Richardson isn't passing the blame to anyone else, accepting the responsibility for her actions. And while she'll continue to cheer on her teammates in Tokyo this August, experts seem confident that this is just the beginning for her.
The structure of our Olympic programs around the world, I think they need to be much more understanding of the pressures of the athletes, especially in the 21st century. It's so different from what it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I think that these organizations need to change with the times, so that we don't lose the Sha'Carri Richardsons in the shuffle, but instead can celebrate them and put them on the pedestal where they belong.
Okay, we heard from the news, the media. I am torn between right and wrong here. Actually, I'm not. It's unfortunate that this has happened. Going into something as special as the Olympics, this is just my thoughts. Now, this is not fact. These are my thoughts. Me, Jamori Kennard, my thoughts. In life, sometimes you have one chance to get it right. You prepare your whole life for one moment sometimes. And when that moment arrives, you need to be ready. You need to be ready. You need to stay focused. Now, I'm only torn because something happened to this young lady that would probably cause 90% of the people in the world to not think clearly, not accurately thinking due to a trauma suffered by a human being. It happens all the time. Is it right? Is it wrong? Do we have understanding? Well, the truth is, it's wrong. But the understanding, and let's see what word I want to use here, the empathy that we have for people, that's a good word, empathy, and the sorrow and all of those kind of feelings that we have for people who go through a traumatic event. We have empathy, sorrow, some kind of, what's the word I want to use here? Some kind of forgiveness. Or we call it, where I'm from, we give them a pass. That's right. We give them a pass. That's something that we say in the South. I'm not sure about the rest of the world, if you understand what I'm saying. We give them a pass. A pass meaning we understand. We feel your pain. So we will let you slide, or we will work with you in your moment of clouded judgment to help you, console you, and build you back up. I feel that she should have that pass. Now, just because I feel she should have a pass does not mean she didn't break the rules. Breaking the rules, even though we want to give you a pass and we feel empathy for you and we feel sympathy for you, does not change the fact that the rules were broken. When those rules are broken, sometimes you still have to deal with the punishment, and that is fair. I don't like it, but it's fair. So as we study this incident and watch this unfold before our very eyes, all around the world, not just in America, not just in America. This is not just in America. This is the Olympics, which means every place on this earth is involved, included, and is watching. Now, let's cut the line, should I say. Let's cut the line. Let's cut the cheese. This is not America or the world cracking down on a black woman. This is not racial. There were four other people in 2021 alone who are in the same situation as this young lady. Those names I don't have on hand, but as you heard in the clip that I just played, there are four other people. Two other black, one white. two other black, one white. I'll say that again. They have been disqualified as well. So this is not a racial thing. So let's get that out of the way. Let's cut the cheese. That's another old saying here in the South. That is another old saying from the older people and our you know, grandmothers and aunts and great aunts and great grandmothers use, cut the cheese. Okay. Now, Sha'Carri Richardson, beautiful young lady, role model to so many. Let's be honest. I'll be honest. How about that? I'll be honest. Before this year, I had no idea who she was. I don't pay attention to track and field like I used to. No longer run. My days of track and field are long behind me. But when I find interesting people of color, my color, my race, to get behind, I do so. I become excited and involved in, you know, whatever they have going on, whether it be boxing, whether it be MMA, whether it be wrestling, whether it be track and field, whether it be whatever the profession is. Now, I'm saying all of that to say this. She broke the rules, and it is very fair for them to give her the discipline that she was aware of, that she was made aware of before entering the Olympics. And I don't care what happens or what you go through, the rules are the rules. We must follow rules. We must follow rules if you are not the boss. And even when you're the boss or you have your own company or own thing going, there will still be someone you have to answer to. I sympathize with Miss Richardson, beautiful young lady, a role model for your daughters. She made a mistake. But she made a mistake in a clouded or jaded moment in life. And like I said before, 90% of the people in the whole entire world would probably, you know, make some kind of mistake or not be in the right state of mind after going through what this young woman went through. I still support her. I hope you do as well. We are not in the business of downing people who have done great things. Now, my problem with this whole thing and this whole situation dealing with Ms. Richardson is this. Before we got to this point here in this date and time of this year of 2021, a lot of people were not even aware of who this young lady was. She broke records, the fastest woman in America. That's a big deal. Sometimes, and I stated before, sometimes you get one chance in life and you have to be ready when that chance and that moment presents itself to you. So she was ready for the moment, but she had a slip up at the same time that moment was presented to her. Weed, marijuana, cannabis is not a performance enhancing drug. It actually, from my prior experience, I no longer smoke now, but early in my life, my 20s, my teens, I smoked some weed. Weed does not make you faster. It just doesn't. It just does not make you faster. Maybe it does for some people, but for me, it did not. It made me slower. It made me relaxed. It made me relaxed. It put me in a relaxed state of mind. It put me in a more creative state. state of mind. But for some people, things affect them differently, and I understand that. But generally, marijuana is not a performance enhancer. It actually takes away. That's why they don't want you to drive while you are under the influence of marijuana. That is the reason they don't want you to operate machinery under the influence of marijuana. It actually takes away from your ability to respond, correspond, function to the highest level and capability of your ability. Now that is somewhat of a fact. I know some people who can't. Yeah, like nothing's wrong, but those are people who really abuse the privilege, and they have become immune, and they have become, it has become a part of their life so much that they can operate under the influence, which is a bad sign, because too much of anything is bad for you. Okay, now, I want to go to a clip where we hear directly, that's right, directly from Sha'Carri Richardson. There'll be no, we're going to hear directly from her. How about that? We just leave it there. Let's see if we can get this clip up. See if you can pull that clip up, but. Anyway, I really am rooting for this woman, and I want her to bounce back. Now, I want to say this. I almost lost where I was going with this. Let's get back. See, focus, buddy. Focus, buddy. I have to reset myself sometimes, too. Anyway, sometimes you get the one shot in life, and you have to be ready for it. Because that chance may not present itself again in life. That's right. Sometimes we only get one shot. It's a famous line from one of the most popular rappers to come out in the past 30 years, Eminem. You only get one shot. That's not always true, but sometimes it is. We'll say 50-50. Now, the reason I say that this young woman, and it's unfortunate, may never get this chance again because we get older. And as we get older, we don't tend to get stronger. We don't tend to get faster. We don't tend to have the same situation or circumstance that we have today. This young lady broke records and was clarified and classified and deemed the fastest woman or the fastest person in the United States of America. Who's to say in 4 years she will still have this opportunity? And I hope you're following me, and I hope you can see where I'm connecting the dots to all of the things that I said. Everything I was saying was leading up to this actual fact. Now, this is a fact. This is not an opinion on what I'm saying now. This is a fact. Who knows? What happens if you're injured? What happens if you have an injury that leaves you a lesser version of yourself moving forward in life? What happens if you now have a family and you've given birth to kids and you can no longer sustain the competitive edge or the confidence or the time? You cannot spare the time because you have children, you have a family that you once had. Not saying you won't still be great, but will you ever be as great as you were today, this year, this month, 2021, this year, okay? There's no guarantee that you will be the same in 4 years when the Olympics comes back around. See, now you see what I'm doing, right? I'm connecting the dots. Sometimes you only get one chance in life. You only get one chance in life sometimes. Not saying I hope this is and this will be her only chance at greatness or becoming an Olympian. I'm just saying the possibility poses the threat. Does that make sense to you? Am I making sense? Now, if I'm not making sense, somebody stop me. Send some emails, call me, text me, DM me. Let me know I'm not thinking clearly. Maybe I'm smoking some weed. I don't know. Now, this is just the way I'm thinking. This is me being sober, talking to you, my friends, my family, my listeners. And I believe I'm correct on this one. And this is why I say it's a awful thing that has happened. Terrible thing that has occurred, because you're not guaranteed this spot. You're not guaranteed to be this great ever again. You know, and that goes for everyone, not just Miss Richardson. That goes for all of us. We're not guaranteed to be in this same spot, and we're not guaranteed to have the same spotlight on us in 4 years. Hell, some of us are totally different people 4 years from now. I think back on 4 years ago, and I think about how I've matured even from then. So every 5 years, I believe we become somewhat of a different version of ourselves, because every 5 years, things change. Music change, films change, people change. Kids change. Your child is not the same child at 10 as they were at 5. You're not the same person at 25 as you were at 20 or 15. That's just evolution, evolvement. And as people evolve, things evolve. Hopefully, some way, somehow, this young lady, you know, will be the same. Hopefully she can do it again. It's not guaranteed, though. I tell you what, I'm done rambling. I've talked your head off long enough. But you get the picture. I hope you get the picture. I hope you get the picture on what I'm saying. Special moments, special times in life, some of them only come along once in your life. This is one of them. Let's go to another clip. You got it? All right, play it. Let's go to another clip. This one was on today. That's a show. That's a news. I believe it's on NBC or one of those channels. But it's an exclusive interview with Miss Richardson. And you will hear out of her own mouth what she has to say. Now, see, I didn't get into all the business because I knew I was going to pull this clip up to let you guys or let you women or let you people and listeners determine and feel however you want to feel about the situation, and then we'll revisit it. Of course, I'm going to come back with more commentary because that's what we're doing today. We're going to do that right after this break, okay? We're going to do that right after this break. And I know if you're not listening to me live, sometimes when you listen to this podcast, you hear breaks and you'll hear me say we're going to commercial. Well, when we're live, we have commercials. Afterwards, I turn it into a podcast, and then the commercials have to be picked up by sponsors. So sometimes in my shows, you will hear pauses or a break, or you'll hear me say go to commercial break and you don't hear a commercial. Well, during the transformation from radio to podcast, the show has to be picked up by sponsors, and then you will eventually hear commercials in between those breaks. I thought it important for me to tell you that because some people probably in their head are scratching their head at what does he mean, commercial break? I don't hear a commercial. Well, that's the reason and why. Either way, we're live right now, so this will be converted to a podcast after this show is over. Anyway, we'll be back after this commercial break, all right? Welcome back to Ear Gas. Hope you're still here with me. I want to take this time out to thank you and give you, the listener, family, and friends, a shout out for still being here on this unfortunate topic that we are tackling today. U.S. track and field, actually Olympic track and field. Let me clarify that. It's not just a U.S. thing. Olympic track and field, track star, Sha'Carri Richardson. We are now going to play a clip of her interview, her words, not ours, no speculation. You will hear it directly from her mouth. All right? All right, let's jump into it.
We're about 8:13 now with the stunning news tied to the Tokyo Olympics that we've been following all morning, Samantha.
Yeah, Sha'Carri Richardson, the U.S. women's 100-meter champion who dominated at the Olympic trials, has tested positive for marijuana following that race, and this morning that has put her Olympic future in doubt. Sha'Carri's going to be with us for an exclusive live interview just ahead.
But first, more on Richardson's remarkable journey that's drawn her comparisons to the legendary Flo-Jo and what could be a stunning disappointment for an athlete who's won the hearts of millions.
With a blazing time and standout style, Sha'Carri Richardson recently punched her ticket to Tokyo.
Richardson's going to Tokyo!
Unbelievable. The fact that I am an Olympian, no matter what it says or anything, I am an Olympian.
At the Olympic trials, the 21-year-old Dallas native won the 100-meter dash in a blazing 10.86 seconds, making her the fastest woman in America. But now it appears her Olympic dreams may have been put on hold. A U.S. Olympic source telling NBC News she failed a drug test after her finals win, testing positive for THC, the chemical found in marijuana. According to her lawyers, Sha'Carri has been suspended from the Olympic team, and her failed test may cause her to lose her spot on Team USA entirely. Her Olympic trial results were automatically disqualified when she tested positive. That means she won't be allowed to compete in her signature event, the 100 meters. But there appears to be an outside chance she could compete in a different event. What's unclear is whether she will appeal the test results and the disqualification, or how long her suspension will last. NBC News has reached out to the USA Track and Field for official comment. Sha'Carri captured the hearts of millions when she ran into the stands after her victory and hugged her grandmother just a week after losing her biological mother.
My family has kept me grounded. This year has been crazy for me. Going from just last week losing my biological mother, and I'm still here.
And after being notified of her failed drug test, Richardson tweeted yesterday, "I am human." Savannah. Chanel, thank you. And Sha'Carri Richardson joins us now. Good morning, Sha'Carri. I just want to ask a simple question first. How are you doing?
I'm blessed to be alive. That's about it.
This is not easy. This is a hard moment that you're in right now. And I thank you for being on. And I know you wanted to tell your story. So tell me, you know, what happened? What led up to this positive test?
Just honestly, boy, just I want to take responsibility for my actions. I know what I did. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm allowed not to do, and I still made that decision. But not making an excuse or looking for any empathy in my case. But just, however, being in that position of my life, finding out something like that, something that I would say is probably one of the biggest things that have impacted me positively and negatively in my life when it comes to dealing with the relationship I have with my mother. So that definitely was a very heavy topic on me. And people don't understand what it's like to have to. Alright, people do. We all have our different struggles. We all have our different things we deal with. But to put on a face, to have to go in front of the world and put on a face and hide my pain. Who are you? Or who am I to tell you how to cope when you're dealing with a pain or you're dealing with a struggle that you've never experienced before or that you've never thought you would have to deal with? Like, who am I to tell you how to cope? Who am I to tell you that you're wrong for hurting? So I think just honestly, just leading up to that, dealing with my mental health, dealing with my mental as is with leading up to the games, every time stepping on the track, definitely expected to be a record-breaking time or something like that. So just with that, pressure in itself was also just another thing, which is actually my first full professional career, my first full professional circuit this year due to, you know, the pandemic. So just considering all of that put together, lying a long time, my agent, my sponsor, my sponsorship, my family, knowing we dealing with all of this stuff. So,
Shakari, I just want people to understand where you're coming from, and tell me if this is correct, but it was a few days before your big race and the trials, you found out that your biological mother had passed away. You found out when a reporter told you, and it was after that you had ingested some kind of marijuana. I should mention, you were in Oregon. It's legal in Oregon. You didn't violate any law, but it was against the rules of your sport, and as you said, you knew that. But is that what happened? Is that how this unfolded?
Honestly, yes, that is the story. I had an interview scheduled with my agent. I knew I was having an interview. I knew going to the interview. Like, I was just thinking, oh, been on a normal interview. And then on the interview, to hear that information come from a complete stranger was definitely triggering, was definitely nerve-shocking, because it's just like, how are you to tell me that? Like, you know, it's like, no offense against him at all. He's just doing his job. But definitely, that sent me in a state of mind, in a state of emotional panic, if anything. And still knowing that I still, even though I'm here, I still have to go out and put on a performance for my dream, go out there and still compete to what it is. So yes, definitely triggered. And from there, just blinded by emotions, blinded by sadness, blinded by just hurting, hiding hurt, honestly. For the fact that I know I can't hide myself, so at least in some type of way, I was just trying to hide my pain.
You know, the Olympic officials, the U.S. track and field, the anti-doping agencies now have a decision before them. And unfortunately, you will not be able to compete in the Olympics in your race, your individual race, 100 meters. But there is a chance. It's a small chance, but there's a chance you could go to the Olympics and take part in the relay. Are you hopeful for that? Is that what you're holding out hope for at this moment?
Right now, I'm just putting all of my time and energy into dealing with what I need to do to heal myself. So if I'm allowed to receive that blessing, then I'm grateful for it. But if not right now, I'm going to just focus on myself.
You know, what would your message be to those who are considering that right now, who are thinking about that, and to your fans, you know, who have fallen in love with you and were so proud of your performance and maybe crushed just as you are in that moment? What would you want to say to them?
I would like to say to my fans, to my family, to my sponsorship, to the haters too. I apologize as much as I'm disappointed. I know that when I swim on the track, I don't represent myself. I represent a community that has shown me great support, great love. And to y'all, I failed y'all. And so I apologize for the fact that I didn't know how to control my emotions or deal with my emotions during that time. And what I would just leave with my fan, or I would just leave out there, is that, like I tweeted and said yesterday, I'm human. We're human. My statement, what I say in my interviews, I want to be as transparent as possible with you guys, whether it's good, whether it's bad. But when it comes to Shakari Richardson, it's never been a steroid. It will never be a steroid attached to the name Shakari Richardson. The charge and what the situation was marijuana. I'm not encouraging anybody to do it. I'm not saying, oh, don't do it or anything like that. But if you choose to do things in your personal time or things like that, you just should know, all right, beware of the consequences, or just know, or just find different ways to just cope or do what it is that you, that will make you feel better. But sitting here, I just say, don't judge me, because I am human. I'm you. I just happen to run a little faster. I understand there's going to be people that still have something to say that don't necessarily understand. And I wouldn't even call them haters if that's if they want to choose to show their character of a person, even after me saying what I've said and putting myself out there, then that's just on you, your character, and you have to live with that. But I greatly appreciate being able to tell my side of the story. And like I said to my fans, my family, my sponsorship, and the haters, I greatly apologize if I let you guys down, and I did. And I just want to let y'all know this will be the last time to Olympic don't cheat Shakari Richardson, and this will be the last time the U.S. Doesn't come home with a gold medal in 100. And I feel
Shakari
lines up against me.
Shakari, before I let you go, I think about you and the highs and lows that you've had to deal with, and you just, your dream came true. You dazzled everybody with your performance, but also your words, your hug for your grandma. You've been through so much, and we'll see what happens and what this decision is. But do you plan to keep running? Are you going to keep those Olympic dreams alive no matter what?
Yes, this is just one game. I'm 21, I'm very young. Unlike most, I have plenty of games left in me to compete in, and I have plenty of talent that backs me up, because everything I do comes to me naturally. No steroid, no anything. This incident was about marijuana. So after my sanction is up, I'll be back and able to compete, and every single time I step on a track, I'll be ready for whatever anti-doping agency to come and get what it is that they need, because this will never happen.
Shakari Richardson, this is, as I said before, not easy, not an easy moment, but you showed a lot of grace and courage to come on and answer those questions, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you're back with me now. Very well spoken. Very, very, very impressed with the positive attitude. And even more impressed with her holding herself accountable. Even in a hard time, she's holding herself responsible and accountable for the action she chose. Very good advice to the people coming after her or looking at her as a hero. Very, very well spoken young lady. I'm happy I attained this clip, because you can hear from her. Now, let's talk about what she said and what she did and what she will do. Hopefully this chance is presented to this young woman. Once again, a pretty young woman. Pretty young woman. And I hope and I pray that she can obtain and sustain this level of excellence again, because I want to see her win. That does not change the fact that she broke the rules. she's okay with that, as far as I can see or I can tell. And we are rooting for you, Miss Richardson. If you ever hear this, I am proud of you, extremely proud of you. And I am more proud of the young woman, or I am more proud of you, Miss Richardson, should I say, for holding yourself accountable and accepting the punishment gracefully. That's right. That's right. Accepting the punishment gracefully. And letting people know exactly why you did it. Now, I have a problem with this young woman finding out her mother had passed through a reporter. That is a freaking problem. I know what she felt like, because not to that extent and not to that level, but I found out things through people that I should have known through other people. Just today, my son, Junior, I was notified by people calling my phone telling me his mother needed to get in touch with me. And that was a terrible feeling that someone I had a relationship with at one point in time in my life, or considered my friend to me, would have to reach out to other people to get information to me about my son, which I have not seen for many years now, through them. You have access to me. You could have called me. You could have gotten in touch with me through the court. You could have gotten in touch with me anyway, but nevertheless, you got in touch with me through other people. It's a terrible feeling finding out information about loved ones, especially information that you feel you should have been privy to through other people. I've never lost my mother. I've lost my great-grandmother, one who raised me. And that was a terrible feeling, but I never found out my mom or great-grandmother passed away, or, you know, something of that nature through anybody else. I knew firsthand. I was privy to that information. I was there. Finding out your mother passed away, no matter relationship, good or bad, should not be presented to you at an event. It should not be presented to you by a stranger. I've had ups and downs with some of my children's moms, and, you know, found out information about my kid at the hospital or whatever through other people. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. Can you imagine? Put yourself in this young woman's shoes, those fast shoes. Finding out you just won an event. You're celebrating, you're proud, you're happy, and a reporter, a stranger, someone you've never spoke with a day in your life, tells you someone that you love has died. Now, this goes back to what I was saying earlier about 90% of the people in the world would probably do something out of character, which is warranted a pass. I feel she should be given a pass. I'm not saying she didn't break the rules, but she should be given a pass. This is terrible. This is terrible. Finding out your loved one has passed away through someone else that you have no idea who they are. That'll make me smoke a joint. It'll make me have a drink. It definitely would make me do something I normally wouldn't do. My fear for this young woman, my fear for you, Miss Richardson, is this. If you are not able to pull off what you pulled off this year, they will talk, as they are talking now, more about a failed drug test than all the wonderful things that you have done in your life. That does not go just for her. That goes for anybody. When you reach a certain level or status in the world and you make a mistake, it tends to go that way, should I say. It tends to go that way. It tends to, the people in this world tend to, and the media is at the forefront of that, they tend to talk more about the failure than the success. If you've had 30 years of success and you've had 1 year of failure, that 1 year of failure tends to be talked about for a great deal of time. Now, people do love a redemption story, but what happens if you can never get back to that same level of excellence or greatness? What happens then? All of those years are erased for that one bad moment in your life? Is that fair? I don't believe so. I don't believe that's fair. I don't believe that should be the end all be all. I'm glad I obtained this interview. I'm glad you are still here listening with me, because one day this could be you. And I want you to understand it clearly. Empathy and sympathy sometimes is due. Sometimes we deserve a pass. Miss Richardson, I pray and hope you can keep up the great work. I pray and hope that you can run faster. I hope that God blesses you and allows you to fix this mishap, this misstep, this mistake that has been made. And guess what? It might not be a mistake. It might not be a mishap. Matter of fact, it's not. You see, all the things that happens to us in our lives make us who we are. Okay? Now, I am going to play another clip. And this should be the last clip I play for today before leaving you. And I want you to know, if you're going through something, reach out to me. I listen. I have empathy. I sympathize with people that deserve or warrant just that. I am human as well. I make mistakes every day of my life. I'm not afraid to share and discuss them. If you're going through something, you can always call me. You can always email me. You can always DM me. I am available. Now let's hear her winning her qualification race. And the reason I'm playing this is because I want to end on a good note. This is what I want to leave with you. After all of this drama, I want to leave positive vibes. Okay? Let's go to the interview.
So let's take another look at how Sha'Carri Richardson, in her first Olympic trials, got to the line first and dominated this field. She's never going to lead through the first 30. But what she has is an ability to relax that you do not see in 21-year-old sprinters. If she has designs, though, Lee, on being an Olympic champion, she's going to have to be a little better in the first half of the race. But once she got to her top-end speed, it was lights out. And her family watching on, they know who was coming. That's actually Christy Gaines, who is also from Dallas, Texas, as is Sha'Carri. And the LSU product and collegiate record holder is going to Tokyo for the United States in the 100. We will see her in the 200 as well, Lee. She'll be back.
And you see the Olympic rings next to the first three.
10.86.
Jamie Ann Oliver and Tiana Daniels, all first-time Olympians. Here's Lewis Johnson.
Well, Sha'Carri, you've had the moment that you hoped for to make your first Olympic team. Just take us through the emotion right now.
Well, emotionally, unbelievable. The fact that I am an Olympian, no matter what is said or anything, I am an Olympian. A dream since I've been young. I'm pretty sure everybody's dream as a track athlete. So being happy is an understatement. Being excited, nervous, all of those feelings piled in one. I'm highly blessed and grateful.
We'll talk about the race in a moment, but just the rush to get up the steps to see your family, your grandmother, your dad, your mom, everybody. What is that? What does that mean?
Because my family has kept me grounded. This year has been crazy for me. Going from just last week losing my biological mother, and I'm still here.
What did you say? You lost your mother?
Yeah. I'm still here. Last week finding out my biological mother passed away and still choosing to pursue my dreams, still coming out here, still making sure to make the family that I do still have on this earth proud. And the fact that nobody knows what I go through. Everybody has struggles and I understand that. But y'all see me on this track and y'all see the poker face I put on, but nobody but them and my coach know what I go through on a day-to-day basis, and I'm highly grateful for them. Without them, there would be no me. Without my grandmother, there would be no Sha'Carri Richardson. So my family is my everything. My everything is to the day I'm done.
Sha'Carri, unbelievable. We offer our deepest condolences on your loss, as well as our congratulations.
Thank you.
On what you accomplished in the midst of all of that pressure.
Thank you.
You okay to say this? See you in Tokyo?
That is what we will leave you with here today on this show. You can hear the hurt, heartbreak, struggles, and triumph in that young woman. Miss Richardson, we love you. We'll be praying for you, and we pray that God will allow you to bounce back and make up everything you need to make up to be great. Once again, the truth of the matter is you're great now. We love you. Thank you for being such a sweetheart. Family is everything. I want you to take that with you as well. People go through things, and that is not the end of the book. It's a chapter in the book. Hey man, I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Thank you for staying and listening to this show today. We will be back. We will be back with another follow-up at some point about Miss Richardson and her greatness. And I just want to tell all of you, don't let a setback be a step back. That's right. Don't let a setback be a step back. Stand in the fire and move forward. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Ear Gas.